We'll go to Clint McDonald, then I'll read you out the Jericho Cup field for 2022. Of course, I mentioned that Frankenstar has just missed a run, but hopefully for Kath Durden's sake that there might be one or two dropouts. There are a couple of runners that don't have jockeys at the moment. Clint McDonald joins us. I reckon he'd love to have a Jericho runner. How are you, Clint?
Yeah, good, thanks, Matty.
Yeah, you'd love to have a Jericho runner, wouldn't you, one day?
100%. I think it's a great concept. It's a race. It's something different that we have here in Australia, and I think it's a great idea. I think hats off to everyone involved, and you know, it's a race that you definitely watch.
I know at yearling sales, it's not something that you'd have front of mind, but is with every trainer now, has it just got that little thing in the back of the mind when you say a horse might come along on Inglis Online or something that's a late mature or slow? Is there something in your mind that thinks, oh, I won't immediately knock that horse back because one day I would like a Jericho runner and I've got to find one somewhere?
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, sometimes, you know, we find horses that aren't fast enough and you hope that they can stay and they've got a good set of lungs. So, you know, it's a hard one because you need the right type of owners to be buying those type of horses. They've got to be patient. Everyone these days in this world likes a quick fix, and you know, you're able to buy horses from overseas. So it makes it everyone's sort of just going that path now, where instead of waiting 4 or 5 years here for the Australian bred, they're getting a quick fix from overseas. So you don't blame them.
Absolutely. Hey, just a little update on one or two of the better horses in the stable. Where are we at with Star Patrol?
Yeah, he's great. He's been back 3 weeks now, his second week of riding. He looks great. I was just actually watching him walk back to his box then. So he spends all his time out in the hillside tracks here at Cranbourne. He loves it out there. We've sort of got a little bit of an idea. He'll probably go to the Adams first up 1,000 metres, Oakley Plate in a month after that, and then I think it's 2 weeks into the Newmarket.
Could the Lightning just be a bit hot?
No, he won't go to... Yeah, I think 1,000. He's not really a 1,000-metre horse. You know, he's a big horse. So I'm sort of happy to start him in the Adams, which is obviously a lot lesser class. And it gives him a look at Sandown Hillside, which I think is very important because, you know, it's got to be a different beast this year, 1,100 out of the chute, past the winning post. You know, some horses are quite smart and they know where the winning post is. So I think, you know, to give him that experience of going there, I think that's probably the way to go with him.
Is it not a bad time for a horse like Star Patrol? You get a little sense that eventually the Nature Strip Eduardo situation has to move on to the next generation, and he's sort of sitting there ready to go, isn't he, Star Patrol?
Yeah, I feel that. You know, those horses have been great race horses for Australian racing. You know, people have followed them for a number of years, you know, so that's what we need in racing, is those older horses that stay around year after year, because people get attached to them, they get to know them. You know, too many of our horses, you know, lightly raced, off the stud, retired, you know, for whatever reason, sold to Hong Kong. So there's not too many horses here in Australia that we have racing, you know, 4 or 5 seasons, 6 seasons. And I think, you know, the people sort of get attached to them. I remember when I was a kid, it was Octagonal, nothing like a Dane and Saintly. And, you know, you used to have mates who liked Octagonal or like, you know, Saintly or like nothing like a Dane. And, you know, it created interest. And, you know, that's been a bit the same with Eduardo and Nature Strip. And, you know, it gets people talking, gets people gambling or betting, and yeah, it makes it interesting.
Regal Roller was around for a while too. He was helpful, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was very helpful, the old boy. He was a good one. So hopefully Star Patrol can be the next one of him.
Yeah, you mentioned horses that go to stud early. One of those was Deep Field, but he's parlayed that into being a really efficient sire, hasn't he? And you've got a Deep Field in called Mugen, who you've sat on for a while, a four-year-old who's been trialling really well, former $160,000 yearling, and everyone's banging the Mugen drum today in the first race at Sandown.
Yeah, no, that's right. He's a lovely horse. He's a horse that's always shown us nice ability. He's owned by Hong Kong Interest, and he was a horse that was looking at going to Hong Kong, and he just had a little issue that he couldn't get over there. So lucky enough for me, he was able to stay here. He's a horse that, you know, he's a lovely horse to look at. You wouldn't get a better type. But, you know, he's first up today, and I've got a lot of respect for Kieran Maher's horse. I think he's getting back on top of the ground. He's trialled well here at Cranbourne. But, you know, we're hoping that everything can go well. But as you know, Matty, first starters, you know, buyer beware.
Is there a It's hard to tell, isn't it? I mean, they can show you everything in the world, but they don't all become Star Patrol or Regal Roller or Weekend Hustler. But the starting point with Mugen is, all right, really nice horse. Let's just now see what happens on race day. Is that kind of where you're at with him?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that's with most sort of first starters, isn't it? You know, you can go there. We all hope and, you know, we think we've got the right horse and the right product and, you know, you give him every opportunity. What I will say is that, you know, he's had a beautiful sort of preparation throughout his career. He's been in and out. You know, he's had a number of trials. He hasn't been hurt. And, you know, he's quite a matured horse. He's got plenty of race smarts about him. I think if you watch his trials, he's able to idle in his trials and then he's able to quicken up nicely. So, you know, he's not wanting to overdo it. He's not a sort of jump run, you know, running through the bridle and sort of rip and tear. He's a horse that is able to go through his gears and, you know, he's sort of showing that he can do that. But, you know, once again, race day, they can stir up, they can do a number of things. So we're just hoping he goes there. And I think if he does everything right, you know, he'll be extremely hard to beat. But, you know, no one knows how they're going to handle race day until you get him there and have a look at him.
Your mate, the punter, is he going to have a little crack today?
No, the punter is my mate. The punter's not because I don't know who it is. But
it's your alter ego.
I'm not a fan of it. The early market. I don't know what they do. They must sit on the computer every minute refreshing the screen because someone got $4.20. I can assure you, it wasn't my mate.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, Kato's an interesting one over in race six. Resumes failed badly at Flemington on face value. At its last run in July, but had shown a little bit of freewheeling sort of ability before that. What do we expect from Kato first up today?
He's trialled up really well, the horse. I'm hoping that the ground is a sort of, you know, on the better side of five. He's a firm deck type of horse, but he needs to kick off. He's trialled up really well. Probably trainer error going to 1400 at Flemington. Probably should have gone to the paddock, but I own a leg of him, so as you do, you try to squeeze the lemon a little bit more. But he's come back really well. I think he's a nice horse. He'll have a good future, that horse. He's a horse that's always shown good ability. He was probably stiff to get beat his first start, and then he won very well second up against one of Peter Moody's that I know that they've got a good opinion of. So, yeah, I think if you take his first two runs on face value, I think it's a nice race for him stepping off. And obviously, again, Kieran Maher's horse is favourite. You know, he's trialled up nicely here, and I think they've got a good opinion of it. So, I think he can run well, and it wouldn't surprise me if he won it, but I think he can sort of figure in the top four somewhere.
All right. Hey, you know Saturday's 12 months since the Caulfield trainers left?
Yeah, it's been the first 8 months down here at Cranbourne was like utopia. I thought, how good is this place? Sunshine, blue skies, birds are chirping. The last 5 months has been horrendous. So, anyway, hopefully this weather breaks soon for everyone involved. It's been very wet down here, but in saying that, it's an incredible training centre. You know, the grass that we get is just absolutely pristine every time we get on it. And it's been probably, you know, as anything in life. I remember when we left Epsom, we were kicking and screaming. We were probably kicking and screaming leaving Caulfield. But once again, it's been a great decision, and I just love it down here. I just think it's probably world-class facilities, and I don't think there's anything like it in Australia, to be honest.
Yeah, I was standing on Mick Price's balcony a few months ago, and I said to him, how do you compare training at Caulfield to training here? He just said, have a look over there. He said, have a look at the vast expanse of alternate tracks and so on. And it's amazing, no knock on Caulfield, but amazing what Moody was able to do with Black Caviar, you and your dad with Weekend Hustler. And, you know, I just think a lot of trainers are thinking, do you imagine what we could have done had we had facilities like Pakenham and Cranbourne back in the day. So, and that hill track you mentioned as well, with all the big wet and the testing conditions on the grass tracks, I guess the a lot of trainers were swapping over to the hill track out the back, the sand track.
Yeah, well, the hill tracks are unbelievable. I think if you ask Kieran Maher or Dave, I think Goldtrip spent every day out there. Virtually, that's where he worked in between each race, and that's where they had him. And it's just like they love it, the horses, mentally. Physically, it's great for them because it's sort of low-impact work, but they're working, you know, they're doing plenty of work. And they just come in and they just relax. They eat so well down here. We've got a lot less respiratory issues than what we had at Caulfield. You know, Caulfield was well past its use by date, and they didn't pick the money into it, you know, in the last 5 years. And, you know, to get down here now, we've got 95 metres of grass, and, They rake it in. They treat it like Kew Yong Lawn. They do down here, and you can really see the results coming through. I think with everyone that's moved down here, and it's just been a plus all way, all around. So, I still live in St Kilda. It's only a 35-40 minute drive down, and it's fine. And the horses are happy. Beautiful facilities. So yeah, I couldn't be any happier.
You're still in one of those the block townhouses?
No, I'm not in one of those, Matty. Don't be silly. I mean, a little one-bedroom place, just in a little court.
Little bed sit that in the corner nice. Somewhere. All right, good on you, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Moogan is the key runner for Clint McDonald today. 25.